Today's daf is a very complicated daf. This daf is going to take us into an area of law that we're very not familiar with, and that is the area of kilayim, the area that the Torah says you're not allowed to crossbreed. Now, when the Torah talks about crossbreeding, the Torah is referring to a vineyard, and you're not allowed to plant wheat inside the vineyard. The wheat is going to mix with the grapevines, and that's a prohibition. The rabbis added, not only can you not plant wheat inside of a vineyard, but the rabbis added that you can't crossbreed different types of vegetables. You couldn't plant cucumbers and carrots in the same row. Now, when we deal with the issue of you can't crossbreed, it's very important to make two distinctions. Number one, if the different plantings are clearly visible unto themselves, in other words, you have a field that's filled with carrots, and then there's a barrier, some wall between the carrots, and then there's another field filled with cucumbers. If they're clearly distinct items, then there is no problem of kilayim. Kilayim does not exist when it's very clear that they're distinct. Even though underneath the wall between the two, the roots are mixing with each other, there's no kilayim. However, if it's not so clear what stands unto itself, then you have to make sure that the different types of plantings are not drawing from each other. Okay, so again, we're going to now learn all about kilayim. This is a whole other area of law. It's not so familiar to us. So we are on Pei Dalet Amud Beis, 84b, at the Mishnah. If I could just ask everyone to mute, and if anyone has a question, just post it on the chat or then unmute. Okay, we're going to start with the Mishnah. Minayin la'aruga. How do we know about a vegetable patch? So a vegetable patch was a square inside of a field, and the square was 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim. Each tefach is a fist. So it was 6 fists by 6 fists, 36 square fists. Minayin la'aruga shishishal shisha tefachim. How do we know that a little vegetable patch, 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim, Shazorim b'tocha chamisha zaronim, that you can plant in it 5 different types of seeds. Arba al arba ruchos aruga, 4 on the 4 borders of the aruga, 4 borders of the vegetable patch. So again, the word news is a Rashi Tevos, is an acronym for north, east, west, and south. So you have a patch, you have a northern side, a southern side, an eastern side, and a western side. On each side, you can plant a row. So you can have a row of cucumbers on the south, a row of carrots on the east, a row of peas on the north, a row of lettuce on the west. So you have 4 different types of plantings on the 4 extremities of the square. And then in the middle of the square, you can have a 5th type of planting. In the middle, you could put tomatoes. And this would not be considered kilayim. This would not be considered crossbreeding, even though it's in a very small area. It's in 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim. But since each of these plantings stand unto themselves, those that are along the lines look like they're apart. And even the thing that's in the middle, which is going to grow out, and things are going to grow from the sides towards it, since you have enough space between what's in the middle and the sides, that's also okay. That's what the Mishnah is going to say. So therefore, the Mishnah says, Arba al arba ruchos aruga, 4 different types of plantings on the 4 sides of the patch. V'yachas be'emtza, a 5th planting in the middle of the vegetable patch. What's the source? Shenamar, again, it's a source from the prophet Isaiah. The verse says, in Isaiah, Ki ka'aretz totzitz mcha, like the land will produce its plants. And like a garden that her many seeds she will make grow. So zara lo namar doesn't say a garden has a seed, but rather it says ella zirueha, her seeds. That means a single garden can have multiple types of plantings inside of it. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, my mashma. How do you see from this sentence that a planting, you can have 5 different plantings in 1 vegetable patch? Rav Yudah says, Think about the verse. Ki ka'aretz totzi tzimcha. So the verse is saying like this. Totzi is chad. That's one type of vegetable. Tzimcha, her plant. Chad is another type of vegetable. Hare trei. Ziru eha, her seeds. That's another trait. That's another two. So ha'arba. It's a total of four plantings. Then tatzmiach, it'll make grow. Chad, that's a fifth. Ha'chamisha. That's a total of five plantings. Okay, now starting today's daf. Hey, hey, Amar Aleph. 85a. V'kim lehul rabbanan. The rabbis had a tradition. V'chamisha b'shita. If you have five plantings in a space of six tfachim, by six tfachim, lo yanki mehadadi, they're not going to draw nourishment from each other. So in other words, the plantings along the border of the square, they each stand onto themselves. Because you would only plant, let's say, it wouldn't fill it all the way till the very corner. There would be a little gap on each corner. So they all stand on themselves. You know, the row of carrots stands by itself. The row of cucumbers stands by itself. The row of peas. So since they stand on their own and they're visible to the eye as being on their own, it's not considered kilayim. It's not considered crossbreeding. What's in the middle of this square, that doesn't really stand on its own. When you look at it, it looks like it's all mixed in together. But what's in the middle has a gap of three tfachim on each side. Because again, it's a six tfachim by six tfachim square. So since it takes a tefach and a half to draw nourishment, so the thing on the side is not going to draw nourishment for what's in the middle, and what's in the middle is not going to draw nourishment from what's on the side, because it only goes out a tefach and a half to draw nourishment, and another tefach and a half to draw nourishment. So the Gemara now asks, Uminalan da kim lul rabbanan milsehi. So how do we know that this tradition of the rabbis about agriculture is true? How do we know that the rabbis knew farming? How do we know that the rabbis had it right? That a plant will only draw a tefach and a half, it'll only draw nourishment from a tefach and a half of land on each side. Answer the Gemara, the rabbis learned it from the Amorites. What's the meaning of the verse? When the Jewish people come into the land of Israel, God says, Lo sasig vul reach asher gavlu rishonim. When you come into the land and you're going to see plots of land, don't penetrate into the borders that were set there by those who were there before you. In other words, before the Jews came in, the Canaanites and the Amorites created plots of land and they put up borders between each plot. Why did they put up a border? So that Zev won't be planting in my border. And if I plant in my border, I'm going to be drawing nourishment from my neighbor, Boaz's yard. So the Amorites, they were very expert in agriculture, and the Jews learned from them. So the Torah says, don't violate the border that had been set there from before you, from the Canaanites who had set this up earlier. So that's what the verse is saying. Gvul shagavlu rishonim, the border that the earlier ones, before the Jews had made, lo sasig, you should not be violating those borders by planting your plantings on your field in the border in a way that will go penetrate into your neighbor's field. My gavlu rishonim, what does it mean that the earlier ones made these borders? Amar Shmuel bar Nachmani, Rabbi Yonah's son. The verse says about the non-Jewish inhabitants of Israel. Elu b'nei Seir ha-Chori, these are the descendants of Seir the Chori, Yoshvei Ha'aretz, who are living in the land. One second. Atu kuli alma yoshvei Rokiyaninu. Everybody else is not living in land. Everybody else is living in heaven. Everybody lives in the land. Ella, what does it mean? The verse is telling us, Shal yubikim b'yeshuva shel Eretz, that the non-Jews, the Edomites, the Bnei Seir, the Chori, they were experts in how to settle land. They were experts in farming. So Yomer, they used to say, Malei kanazil azayis, this strip of land is perfect for olives. We're going to plant olives in this strip, and that strip would create great olive oil. Malei kanazil kfanim, this little strip, that's for the grapevines, and that would create great grapevines. Malei kanazil, it's anim, this a strip of land, that's for the figs. The chori, why were they called chori? Shemirichnas aretz, they could smell the land. Based on smell, they could know what earth is good and what to plant. Chivi, why are they called chivi? Amar Papa shayutominas aretz, they could even take some dirt and put it in their mouth and taste it. Kechivya, like a snake. Snakes eat the dirt. These people were so people of the earth, so good, they knew the land inside out. The reason why they're called chori is that eventually they lost the land. Once they lost the land, they became free from their property that they had because they lost the property to the Jews. But okay, that's just an aside. But what do we see here? What we see here is that the inhabitants in the land before us, they were really expert in all matters of agriculture and farming. And they set up that between fields, there has to be a buffer zone of 3 tefachim. Why? Because if a person would plant in his field in that buffer zone, his plantings would reach out into the next guy's field and pull from the nourishment. So that's how the rabbis knew the farming, because they learned it from the Amorites and the Chori and the Bnei Seir who were there before us. And they taught it to us, and they were great experts. That's what the scripture says. So that's what the rabbis knew, that in regards to agriculture, a planting is going to draw from 3 tefachim. That's why if you have a square of 6 tefachim, 6 tefachim wide and 6 tefachim long, you can plant along the sides of the square 4 different species. Since they're along the sides, they look independent. And if it looks independent, it's not a problem of crossbreeding. And in the middle of the square, you can plant the 5th species. Since it's in the middle of a square of 6 by 6, there's 3 tefachim on each side of that planting that's in the middle. And if there's 3 tefachim on each side of that planting that's in the middle, it's not going to be drawing from the other plantings. They learned that from the Chori, that it takes 3 tefachim to draw, a planting draws from 3 tefachim. Therefore, it's not kilayim midraban, it's not rabbinic kilayim, and it is permitted. So now the Gemara is going to talk about some further laws about these vegetable patches. Rab Asi said, Aruga, when we talk about this vegetable patch of 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim, tocha sheish, we're talking about the inside of the vegetable patch of 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim, chutz migvuleh, and it's not counting the border of the vegetable patch. The border of the vegetable patch is another tefach on each side. So it's actually 8 tefachim by 8 tefachim. Tanam Yochasim did a brisa this way. Aruga, when we talk about a vegetable patch, tocha shisha. Its inside is the 6 tefachim. Gvulea bekama. Now what about its borders? How much is taking up of the borders? Answer the Gemara. Kitatnat, as we learned in a Mishnah, in regards to kil ayin. We learned in a Mishnah that if somebody has a field filled with a certain vegetable and he wants to plant inside of it a row of another vegetable, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rochav, he has to keep this new vegetable away from the rest of the field. Kimlo Rochav Parsa, enough for the width of a foot. In other words, a tefach. So he's saying that if you want to have, let's say you have a field of carrots and you want to have a row of cucumbers, you have to have a gap of a foot, the width of a foot. The width of a foot is a tefach. So the same way, to make this row of cucumbers not viewed as being part of the carrots, you need to have a border of a tefach. So too, whenever you have a patch, a vegetable patch, around the vegetable patch, you need to have borders of a tefach on each side. Amrav Zera said, V'itim Rav Chanina bar Papa, some say Rav Chanina bar Papa said, my time, Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda that it is a tefach to separate between field and field? Dichsiv, because the verse says about the land of Israel. In the land of Israel, you're not going to have to work so hard to water the fields. The water is going to come down from heaven. It's not going to be like Egypt, where in Egypt, v'yishkisa b'raglecha kigana yarak. In Egypt, you have to water with your feet the vegetable gardens. Now, why did Torah say you water with your feet the vegetable gardens? You go into the Nile, you take a bucket of water, you walk with your feet and water the vegetable gardens. It's not like this. Ma regal tefach, just like a foot is a tefach wide, afgvul, so to the border between vegetable fields, nami tefach, is also a tefach. So that's the source that the border has to be a tefach. So now, Amar Rav, Rav said, Aruba, aruga b'churva shaninu. This law about the vegetable patch, you can have 5 different types of vegetables in the vegetable patch, which is 6 by 6, is referring to a vegetable patch in a wilderness. There's nothing around the vegetable patch. It's just in the middle of the desert. You've got this vegetable patch around it, it's just barren. So then you can have 5 species in the vegetable patch. But if you're going to have a vegetable patch with all sorts of other vegetable patches around it, then it's not going to work. Why? Because what did we just say? We said that the borders of a vegetable patch are a tefach. So let's say you have a vegetable patch with 5 different species. And so next to it, you have a tefach. Then you have another vegetable patch, which also has next to it a tefach. So you have 2 tefachim of empty space. But between these 2 tefachim, but after the 2 tefachim of empty space, you're going to have another row from vegetable patch number 2. So the 2 rows are going to be less than 3 tefachim away from each other. So it's going to look like they're all mixing in with each other, because you need to have 3 tefachim to show that they're not mixing in with each other. So that's why you have to have a vegetable patch completely on its own. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Why do you have to do that? Va'ika makam krenos. You could have a vegetable patch in the middle of vegetable patches, and even so, the vegetable patch will not look like its plantings are growing into the vegetable to the plantings of the vegetable patch next to it, because you can use the corners. You can use the corners. In other words, you could plant in vegetable patch in the center. You plant along one corner, and the vegetable patch that's next to it, you plant along a different corner. So there's going to be big gaps of empty space, and that will clearly delineate that the vegetable patch in the center is not mixing into the vegetable patches of the sides. Answered the Gemara, Ami Bei Rav, Mishmei de Rav, they answered in the Yeshiva Rav, name of Rav, Mali Sakrano. So we're talking about a case where a person is filling in the entire row. So if he's filling in the entire row, so then it's not possible to have one vegetable patch in the middle of multiple vegetable patches, because if the rows of each vegetable patch are fully filled in, then if you only have a gap of two tefachim between the two vegetable patches, there's drawing of nourishment between them, and they're going to grow into each other. It's going to look like it's a mixture. So Gemara says, still, v'luzra me'abaroi v'lolim l'migavai. Why don't you just plant the vegetable patches that are around the center vegetable patch along their outer rows, but in the inner vegetable patch, leave things out on the sides, and then you'll have enough of a gap. Answer the Gemara, Gzera, we're worried. Shemim Aleh Sakranos, that maybe once he plants, he's going to fill in all the way to the corners, and that's why it's not allowed. Okay, a question. Let me see. What's the question? Private matter. Oh, okay. So maybe we'll talk about that later. Okay. So now the Gemara says, "V'lo yehe ella rosh tor yerek." So ask the Gemara another question. Why don't we say that you can have multiple vegetable patches with something in the middle? And we should view it as a triangle. So this is a unique halacha in Kilayim. Again, Kilayim is very confusing because on the one hand, we don't want the cross-mixing of the vegetables. On the other hand, sometimes we can actually plant vegetables literally next to each other and it still won't be Kilayim. And the reason why it won't be Kilayim is because it's very visible that these are distinctive. So one of the ways to make it very visible that they're distinctive would be to have a wooden fence between it. You know, you have carrots on one side of the wooden fence, and literally on the other side of the wooden fence, you have cucumbers. It's distinctive. Another way to make it distinctive is if the carrots are in the shape of a triangle. So if I have a square of cucumbers, and then I have a triangle of carrots leading up mamish all the way till the square. The carrots go all the way till the square of the cucumbers. Since they're in such different shapes, one is in the shape of a triangle, the other one's in the shape of a square, it looks clearly as two different things, and it's not considered kilayim. So the Gemara asks, "V'lo yehei ella rosh tor." Why don't we view this vegetable patch with vegetable patches around it like a triangle of vegetables that therefore are not considered a mix? Milotan, we learned in the Mishnah, "Haya rosh tor yerek." If you have a corner of vegetables in a triangle, nichnas letoch sdei acher, going into another field, mutter, it is permitted, mipnei shenire sof sadeh, because it appears as the end of a field. Answers the Gemara, ein rosh tor ba'aruga. This permissibility of a triangle, that only works within a field, from one field to another field. But when you have vegetable patches, because they're so small, you can't employ this methodology. Therefore, it can't permit it. And that's why Rav said that the law of our Mishnah, of a vegetable patch being able to have five different types of plantings inside of it, is only a vegetable patch that's standing in a wilderness with nothing around it. However, Shmuel Amar, Shmuel disagreed. Shmuel said, Aruga, Bein Aruga Shaninu. You're talking about in our Mishnah a vegetable patch surrounded with vegetable patches. Ask the Gemara. I welcome us everybody, Dadi, but it looks like they're all mixing in with each other. Answer the Gemara. Benote Shura Lakan, Shmuel's case is going to be Not that he filled up the entire row. He filled up only half the row. And in the next vegetable patch, he filled up the other half of the row. So therefore, there are gaps, and it does look like they are distinctive. And since they look like they are distinctive, that's why it's not considered kil'ayim. All right, other questions about kil'ayim. Amar Ula Ula said, Boy, my rabbi, they had a question in the land of Israel. Hifkia tlem echad al pnei kula. Let's say you have a vegetable patch, and you have on the four sides of the vegetable patch four different types of vegetables. You have carrots on one side and cucumbers on the other side and peas on one side and, let's say, barley on a third on the fourth side. Then in the middle, instead of planting a single planting in the middle of strawberries, that's the case of our Mishnah, in the middle he made a whole row. He made a whole row going from side to side of a fifth species. And the question is, does our Mishnah only allow five species when the middle species is just one little planting? Or maybe it allows five species even when the middle species is a whole row. So Amar Ulu asked the question, both my rabbi, they asked in the land of Israel, Hifkiat lem echad, let's say a person dug in that vegetable patch a big furrow, al pnei kula, along the whole way. Mahu, what's the halacha? So Amar Rav Shesha says, Ba'ir bev ubitul es hashur, the fact that you have so many different plants within that, you know, strip, that ruins it, and you have a problem now. Well, Rabasi Amar Rabasi said, no, in Iruvo mevatul es hashura. Since it stands alone as a separate strip, it still looks distinctive. Since it looks distinctive, there's no problem of kil'ayim. Okay. Eisvei Ravina l'Ravashi. Ravina challenged Ravashi. But didn't we learn? Hanoteyash de shuros kol shishu shel kishuin. If somebody plants two rows of kishuin would be cucumbers. And next to them, shde shuros shel diluin, two rows of butternut squash. And next to that, shde shuros shel pulamutri, two rows of Egyptian peas. Mutter, it's allowed. Because since each one is two rows, each one is its own field, and they are clearly distinctive. But if he plants shura achas shel kishuin, one row of cucumbers, and shura achas shel diluin, and one row of butternut squash, shura achas shel pulamutri, and one row of Egyptian peas, usser, then it is not allowed. So you see that one row is not considered that it stands on its own. So how did we just say that if you have one row in the middle, it is considered that it stands on its own? Answer the Gemara, the answer is like this. A single row would be considered to stand on its own. But Shani Yachal, there it was different when it spoke about, you know, one row of cucumbers not being next to one row of butternut squash, nor next to and another row of Egyptian peas. The Ikashar Abi, because these plantings, they have lots of leaves, and the leaves grow out. And since the leaves grow out, it does get mixed in. Since it gets mixed in, it looks like kil'ayim. But you could have other plants where they don't produce so many leaves. And so you have plants on the four ridges of the vegetable patch, and another strip along the middle. They do look distinctive, and since they look distinctive, it would be allowed. All right, Amar Rav Kahana. If a person wants to fill his garden with different types of vegetables, osa aruga, so he takes a vegetable patch, a square, shisha al shisha, of six tvachim by six tvachim, v'ogel ba chamisha, and he makes in the middle of this square a circle with a circumference of five tvachim, and he fills that circle with one type. And then in and on the corners, he can put whatever he wants, other types. Ask the Gemara, I understand, how can you do that? How could you do that? If you're going to plant, you're going to have everything growing into each other. So you're going to have what's in between. So I'm going to be Rabbi Yanai, the answer to the name of Rabbi Yanai, b'machir b'ena b'nai. He's not planting along the border. So it's not literally that he's filling it up. He's leaving some space that's empty, and therefore everything stands on its own. Rav Ashi said you could say another explanation. Ima yizru en shti, if the plantings are planted vertically, zoran arev, he plants the other ones horizontally. And if they were planted horizontally, zoran shti, he plants them vertically. So since they are in different types of rows, it's very clear that they're not getting mixed up. Didn't we learn in a brisa, avodas yerek b'yerek acher, how much distance Do you need to give for a particular vegetable? So the answer is shisha tfachim. So you have to have six tfachim, and then viro and osa. Then we can see the seeds kitav lemurubas, as if they are in a square, and they stand on their own. So apparently, Ketablu Deshar, you're only allowed to have different types of seeds when it's all a square, when it's all a little rectangle. Halavachi, but if you have one seed as a big circle, also you're not allowed to put in other things there. So Gemara says, no, Hassam, there that it said it had to be a square, was Lakuli Bakuli Achrina, to have another leniency, Lahatir Rosh Tor Hayotse Himena, to allow a triangle that's coming out of this square into another field, then it's considered something separate. But if it would be a circle, then you wouldn't be able to have a triangle coming out from this field into another field. Ad kan, daf, pei, hei.